I'm a strong supporter of the LGBT History Month. The one in Britain this year had 1,700 events across the across Britain, and largely grassroots activism, historical activism, oral history presentations, poster presentations, lectures, and so on. A whole host of, even plays, a whole host of different activities. In Britain now, that's for the last 5 years, that's been followed by a series of conferences across the country called Out in History. And I've participated, since the beginning, I've participated in the History Month and the following month in the Out in History conferences. Right at the beginning, when I began writing gay history, I believed in the importance of that history linking with the communities and movements I was writing about. And I tried to get grassroots activity going with others, and it didn't really take off. What's amazing over the last 10, 15 years has been the amazing explosion, tremendous explosion of historical activism. And that's not just because I'm a historian and I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for all of us that we are preserving our memories, creating our memories, constructing links between past and present and future, because identity is based on links to the present and links to the past and links to the future. History, we live history. We are history. We are historical creatures. We are made through and in history. And it's very important that we understand where we came from, what we are, how we made ourselves. And the lesson for me always is about the importance of grassroots history, grassroots activity, making ourselves in history. And I think history, LGBT History Month celebrates that.